You see, you always think too literally. Nix ousted you. You fell. You cannot return. So you have believed for centuries that is that. Well, you literally cannot. She sighed dramatically as he stared at her blankly. Your gorgeous body was banished. That's all. Did Nix say anything about your immortal soul?
She need not say it. If a soul is separated from a body for too long, the body will die.
But your body isn't mortal, which means it can be separated indefinitely from its soul without dying, she said. Kelowna struggled to keep the terror her words filled him with from his expression.
It is true that I cannot die. But that does not mean I will remain undamaged if my spirit leaves my body for too long. I could age, go mad, become a never-dying shell of myself.
The possibility swirled through his mind. Neferet shrugged. Then you will have to be sure you finish your task soon, so that you may return to your lovely immortal body before it is irreparably damaged. She smiled seductively at him. I would very much dislike it if anything happened to your body, my love.
Neferet, don't do this. You are putting into motion things that will require payment, the consequences of which even you will not want to face. Do not threaten me.
I released you from your imprisonment. I loved you, and then I watched you fawn over that simpering teenager. I want her gone from my life. Consequences? I embrace them. I am not the weak, ineffective high priestess of a rule-following goddess any longer. Don't you understand that?